Coming up next to the stage, wonderful Chicago stand-up, Mr. Brandon Kirkman.
So this is definitely my favorite time of year because just so many things are going on. Like, we're all reminded of those grim facts. Like, we all have skeletons inside of our bodies, which is really spooky. And then inside of those skeletons, there's two mysterious children that no one knows, which is the most spooky part. I know a lot of facts, guys. I don't want to alarm you. I'm going to take this one out, actually. But I wanted to talk about more about ghosts and ghost stories and, like, why I'm a skeptic about them, but then tell a really awesome ghost story my mom used to tell me all the time as a kid. My main problem is definitely with ghosts and a lot of things around them. First is definitely ghost hunters. Are you guys familiar with Ghost Hunters?
Yeah.
It's on the Sci-Fi Network, which is now SYFY, because who gives a shit about anything anymore? But it's been 10 seasons of Ghost Hunters. Why are they even called Ghost Hunters? A hunter is something that has found or captured something. Like, they should just be ghost trainees for 10 years. That's fine with me. But it's a simple formula of, we have cameras plus we found ghosts equals this is why the show exists. None of that. 10 years of that. But they keep getting more and more ratings, and it's a huge success. It would be like if I had a job, and every day I went to that job, went back into the break room, dropped my pants, took a shit on the break room desk, and left. And then every year for my review, they bring me in, they say, Brandon, I really like what you're doing here. We don't quite get it, but we're going to give you a raise and keep doing what you're doing. But the worst part is that if any of your coworkers in this pretend situation were to come up to me and ask me, Brandon, do you even work here? All I could say in my defense is, listen, I know work's out there, and I believe in work, but as we all know, work can't be photographed. And then I get another big-ass raise. But it's not really ghost hunters in that they can't find ghosts, and finding ghosts on film isn't my problem with ghosts. It's the ghost timeline. Have you guys ever thought about this? Why are there no caveman and Sumerian ghosts? Like, I've thought about this for a very long time. Here's my shitty theory. Okay. Caveman, they die. As simple as that. They have the worst existences of anybody in all of humanity's history. Everything exists in the world to kill cavemen. So they're going through that tunnel of light. They look back like, I'm getting out of this shithole, thank God. Sumerians, they're the first, like, civilization in the cradle of life. They're moving up a little bit. They look back and they see that ziggurat and they're like, not as cool as a pyramid. I'm moving on out. But finally, as all ghost historians know, ghosts start popping around medieval times in castles because castles are cool as heck. My theory, the ghosts are passing around. Every once in a while, one guy turns around when he's going up that tunnel of light to the afterlife and says, have you seen this sweet-ass castle? There's like zero ghosts in here. There has to be at least one ghost in this castle, right? At least one. And since then on, it's just basically that. We just built cool enough things to keep spirits around. That's my theory why ghosts are real. Very solid. Thank you. I solved it. But regardless if I'm a skeptic or not, my mom used to tell me a story all the time as a kid, and it still creeps me out to this day. This is an honest, true story. But growing up as a kid, she had this group of friends that were just, they had like a bad sign over them or something. Their whole family, just their whole life has had really bad luck. One of them's in jail for drug trafficking. The other one was put in prison for arson as well. And then another one was straight up murdered. Like, just a mysterious Indiana death that no one cares about. Like, that's how bad it was. Like, yeah, she's dead. Okay. Yeah, she's from Hobart, Indiana. It's kind of like that. But no, this family had always had this weird bad presence over it. And my mom was staying over there one time as a kid. And the two daughters she would hang out with, they were going to go see The Exorcist that night. My mom deeply believes in spirits and bad things like that. And she was freaked out to begin with. And she just felt this bad presence the whole night that was freaking her out even more than seeing the movie. So they're getting ready to leave. And all of a sudden, they hear a loud thud against the house, and the power goes out. Frightening already to begin with. So her two friends say, we got to go upstairs and grab the flashlight. We keep it in my parents' bedroom. Come along with us. My mom gets kind of lost, and then she feels a hand take her. Take her all the way upstairs and sit down on the bed. My mom felt something was wrong. It just didn't seem right. They weren't talking. And she felt this breath coming closer and closer to her neck. And finally, she hears downstairs, Heidi, where are you? No one was upstairs. She starts freaking out and screaming. As she runs downstairs, she says to this day, she remembers this more vividly than anything. There was breath on her neck, just breathing heavily, slightly humming into her ear. And then finally she gets there and it goes away and she finds him. To this day, she has no clue what happened with that. It is the most frightening thing I've heard. I still have goosebumps when I think about it. But what I wanted to end on a funny note with this is that my mom wrote this story out for me, and she put in parentheses, after it says, tell them about seeing The Exorcist, is explain to audience what The Exorcist is. Like, it's a classic, Mom. Don't worry. When you say that, you make yourself sound way older than you are. Like, I took a laudanum pill, and then I got so tired, and I just had a fit of the faints on the couch afterwards. Like, no, Mom. It's everyone knows what The Exorcist is. But nonetheless, guys, I hope you enjoy that story and think about it, because I still get goosebumps when I think about it myself. Have a good night.
Yeah, I'm with you. I consider myself a skeptical person, but man, those stories were like, you're not quite sure how to explain it. That's super fun.
Yeah, it's just, I dig it. Believable, so which is even more creepy.
Yeah, right. Cause like, you know, there's a mystery to unsolve, like, or to solve, not to unsolve, to solve, like Robert Stack. Yeah, we're unsolving these mysteries, guys. That's a good podcast idea. All right.